Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Thanks, to Hour Jim. 2, an abbreviated Hour 2 of the Cook and Pony Show. We got Pirates baseball coming up here. The pregame show is going to start in just about 6.5 minutes. The fan is the only place to – there's no TV today, so make sure you have your radio tuned in for the ball game today. The first pitch at 12:35. Trevor Williams trying to get a rare series win for the Pirates. Before we go, Andrew, I wanted to mention a little bit of, you know, LeSean McCoy, a well-known name in Pittsburgh, played arguably, you could say, maybe the best running back at Pitt since Tony Dorsett. I know Curtis Martin was there. There's been
James Conner.
Some other guys. McCoy might be the best since Dorsett. In the news again, he's had some incidents in the past which have really been frightening. Involved in a bar fight once, was accused of hitting a woman years ago on a party bus, never charged with that. Now his name is linked to his former girlfriend, who the pictures are all over the internet. If you Google them, just make sure you have a strong stomach because they're really gruesome to see. There's no doubt this woman, his ex-girlfriend, was beaten up. And there doesn't seem to be much doubt that McCoy did not do the beating up, so to speak.
Because he was in Miami.
He was in Miami. The house was in Atlanta. But apparently he's had a rough history with this ex-girlfriend. He's been trying to evict her from the house. And apparently this was a home invasion targeting her and her jewelry,
which that's what her attorney is claiming.
Right. That McCoy, wanted this jewelry back and told her it's expensive and she may be robbed and blah, blah, blah. There's a lot of circumstantial evidence against him at this point. Clearly, we don't know what happened, and I'm not saying he's guilty at all, but this is not a good look for him. And again, he's had a history in the past, and I just remember him so fondly when he was at Pitt. He was one of the nicest kids I've ever dealt with. And now to see him linked to something like this, the pictures are just absolutely gruesome.
Yeah, I would honestly be surprised if we don't see something in the next few days from Roger Goodell, the commissioner's office, pretty much putting LeSean McCoy on some kind of exempt list. I know that's something that typically happens once the season is underway, and that's the commissioner has the ultimate authority there, and that's pretty much a paid leave of absence for a player while an investigation either by the league or by authorities is going on. Because I don't think what they want here is somebody getting ready to play an NFL season, somebody playing in games, even if they're just exhibition games, who is the subject of
especially
of this kind of issue.
The fallout after the Ray Rice situation a number of years ago.
So
it's just despicable. Somebody beat this woman up. There's no question. Now, was McCoy involved in ordering it?
Well, so that's what they got to figure out.
Somebody he hired. Now, clearly he was not in town when this happened.
And so
it's not that he did it. Now, her girlfriend, the ex-girlfriend's girlfriend, has blamed him on this, not just for beating her, or being involved in beating her, but also with their dog,
right?
If I'm not mistaken, and a kid.
There's child abuse and animal abuse accusations.
Friend of the girlfriend is making. So it's going to be interesting to see how it plays out. Again, I don't even recognize this LeSean McCoy compared to the kid I knew when he was at Pitt.
Yeah, and I'll just put the caveat in here. You know, I don't recognize this guy if this is true. If it were perpetrated by somebody else and he had no knowledge of it, well then...
Right, then he's in
right.
the clear.
But I think the NFL, what they cannot have is somebody continuing to play while this is hovering over them. And everybody...
But it's not his first rodeo either. Remember he was involved in it where he allegedly hit a policeman?
Those charges were dropped.
And then he was involved in accused of hitting a woman on a party bus. And he was never charged then. So there's been a lot of smoke around this guy. That's what I say. I don't recognize that guy.
So I don't think in today's NFL that, you know, you want to make it so you're innocent until proven guilty, and you don't want to assume guilt, especially when you're dealing with such an extreme extreme situation like this one. But, you know, I look at it like you'd rather be safe than sorry. And so if he's getting paid to not work and you're paying him to stay away, I think that's the best thing to do right now. And now they're not getting paid because it's the offseason, but I'm saying once the NFL gets back to work, which will be in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, the Steelers report 2 weeks from today.
Yeah, I wouldn't want LeSean McCoy in training camp if I'm the NFL until this is worked out. And then once it is, well, then from there, you know, you're allowed to do what you want. But I don't think it would be a good look for the NFL while this cloud is over him to allow him to just go about his business like he's any other player.
All right, that's about going to wrap it up for us today. We got the Pirates pregame show coming up here. Again, no TV, so if you want to follow the Pirates today against the Nationals, you want to have your radio tuned in to 93.7 The Fan. The first pitch will be right around 12:35. Then Milwaukee comes in for a rare five-game series. That's necessitated by first game tomorrow night, Thursday night, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then they have the doubleheader on Saturday from a rainout last month. That's a straight doubleheader too, by the way. I don't believe that's a separate admission doubleheader. The first game Saturday is going to be at 12:35, and then the second game will immediately follow. So Neil Huntington saying this was a crucial week for the Pirates. That since he made those comments, they're 2-1. They won on Sunday against the Phillies. They won on Monday against the Nationals. Lost last night. We'll see what they do today. And then the five-game series with Milwaukee leading into the All-Star game next Tuesday night. Thanks to Joe Kopp for producing the show, but most of all, thanks to you out there for listening to us. Andrew and I really appreciate it. Have a great and safe Wednesday night, Pittsburgh, and make sure you tune back in tomorrow morning at 10 to Cook and Pony.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.